Good evening. I'm calling the Whitney Town Advisory Board into session for September 26, 2024. All rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record show that four of the board members are here. Anita Toso is excused from tonight. And is there any county staff?
Blanca Vasquez, Park County Commissioner Jim Gibson's office.
Public comments. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they're presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Is there any public comment? Seeing that there is none, the mics aren't on. Can you hear us? I'll just talk a little bit louder. Approval of the minutes for September 12th, 2024.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion for approval of September 12th minutes as presented.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for September. They went out again. Approval of the agenda for September 26, 2024. There's a motion on the floor to approve the agenda for this evening. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Informational items. Applications are available until November 14th at 5:30 for appointments by the Clark County Board of County Commissioners to serve in the Whitney tab for a 2-year term beginning January 25th. Blanca, would you like to add anything?
Yes, so we will make sure to have applications available at all of our town board hearings. Samantha will be the carrier of applications. They'll be over here in front. If you have any questions about the town board or reapplying, or if you have friends or family that would like to apply, just if they have questions, you can have them contact me.
Is there an online version too?
Yes, there's an online version as well. And we can either, if folks are interested, they can call, they can just go to clarkcountymd.gov and then type in town board application and it will pop right up.
And are we limited to 5? Like, we don't have any empty. Like, can we take more than 5?
Board members.
Board members.
No, all 5.
Okay.
You only have 5 positions.
Okay. Okay, planning and zoning, we have none this evening. General business. Take public input and finalize requests for the next fiscal year budget for possible action. Do I need?
Yeah, we're actually looking to see if anybody has any questions.
Okay. I'm opening it up to the public. Is there anybody who would like to speak on the Whitney Town Board potential budget request? Seeing that there isn't, I'm going to close it to the public and open it to the board.
So last week, Greg asked if I could check in on the landscape buffer area zone that was near Squire Village. It was determined a while ago that that area is Clark County, but now we have to find out why it has not been maintained. It's obviously there's stuff that's dead there. And so it's between two departments, and now RPM, which is our real property management department that works with the wetlands, is checking in on it. Now, the last I heard was late last week. This is a contractor that takes care of all of the wetlands in the Memorial Wetlands Parkway.
It's not Liz at Wetlands Parkway.
Liz at Wetlands Parkway.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
So Liz is checking with the contract to see why it does or does not include that last little piece on Wetlands Parkway. And they were going to get back to me. So I haven't had the communication with Liz. Our PM has had the communication with Liz. And I have to be getting a response back. So I just asked for an update yesterday because I think we had a meeting tonight. So hopefully by the next week, I'll have an answer. If I have an answer in between, I'll just let you know that this is what we look forward. We can certainly add it to the list tonight. And then it might just be if once we figure out the best responsibility for it, we just take care of it. But we can add it to the list tonight.
Okay. Now, since it looks like it's associated with.
Just look like the rest of the last meeting on that
level. Yeah.
Yeah. So once the county takes over it, and what the county determines what's happening, who's supposed to be responsible for it. So the property that's gonna be the rest of the
Right. Okay, great.
Okay. So I will add that to the list for now, and that would be a landscape buffer on what's going on. Yes.
So what's it?
That's going to be there too.
Yeah, so that would be a parcel park.
That looks like more public works than what we should flood control than it is RPM or wetlands. So I will ask to see if we can do something there too.
And then if you put the water inside the wetlands park,
which is something there.
Yeah. Okay. And if it's going to be, if this is going to be in that, it's part of why we can have a project. Maybe just something really simple.
Yeah, I'll check to see if that is included. That's a good idea. So a beautification project there. Oh, I know what that's at. I'll make sure that I get the parcel. Do you have a parcel number on that?
Yeah. Good French on this side.
Just no commercial parking on Nellis.
Signs.
The signs to say no commercial.
Yeah.
Right. And that would go all the way.
I don't know, but I know it's a pain, and I don't like it. But then if you start putting that up, then they're gonna just go and park in the neighborhood. And if it's a choice between in the neighborhood versus on Nellis. I'd rather them at Nellis because at least it's straight away. Because
it's just
you've got one that parks like right at Bridget, and it's awful.
Oh, I know. And that guy that usually parks in at the end on that Mesa drive down the end there too.
Right,
he's another one. But what's been happening too is, especially on the weekends, it becomes a homeless encampment. Especially the ones up on North, they park, they sit right behind because the trail is blocking them from the street.
And you can't see. Like when you go to
when
pull
you pull out,
from
a side street.
So I don't know what the lesser evils are because it's like a.
Give it a shot. See if it happens. Okay. I mean, we can.
When they start parking in front of my house, I'm going to call you.
That's fine. I'll get rid of them. I'll take care of it. What's the deal with Constable? I think I saw something online and I didn't finish reading it about the constables. Okay. No, of course I was talking about the trailers, that's why. But go ahead, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
They won't have it in their budget, please.
We already asked, like, so we can call it someone calling more hours for next weekend.
But the trust stuff is something that we can do at the county. The county, to put on this, can start enforcing that as well, so we can try to make both corrections.
And that person park, oh, it's like, oh, yeah.
And customers.
That parks their car partner, bicycle lane every day.
Yeah, that's gotta go too.
I see in the trough, there's a guy, must live in the neighborhood, has a small car hauler, and he parks it at the bike lane every day.
There's gonna be, somebody's gonna ride right up the ramp on him. I mean, it's dangerous. So should we put it in to fix it? Okay, I'll do it.
Well, can we get a couple more chairs, like?
Need more chairs.
Well, there's one.
A couple of the arms are broken.
I mean, that's a simpler request, but yeah, the arms are kind of broken and they're.
There was one that was broken right at the get-go. Yep.
Is it too late to make, is it too late to make any suggestions?
Is it budget item? Way too early.
Yes.
You don't own it, so.
There's been a lot of calls, coming in and asking.
Something like this about the work.
No, I know. So that's probably too early. You don't have to start and say, we have that discussion after.
That's the last one we had. That one's been broken.
We haven't had a decent one.
Oh, should we get maybe two? Sometimes they have multiple boards.
And then they have to be locked up.
I was just gonna say, if they get in there, then I don't have the key. No, just the file cabinet. Yeah. Yeah, I just want to be able to get in there.
Or if it's a different kind, like a tabletop or something to put, like when you put the name signs in this, like if it shrinks down.
Yeah, if it would fit in the file cabinet too, then I think.
Yeah, something falls down. Then. Don't we have a hand one there?
Yeah. Wait, do we have this number?
We can ask. So a special guest is the world special events, and it came with the mic. So you can ask for just a little podium with mic.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it?
Yep.
So if we can just get a motion on it, these are the items that we'll be asking for Clark County to budget for the fiscal year 2025-26. Landscape on Wetlands Parkway, beautification of triangular parcel VAN 161275990003. No commercial parking on Ellis signage. New chairs for the town board. Two new easels for the town board. New podium with mic for the town board.
Request those items to put in.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Is there anybody here for public comment? Seeing that there is none.
Let's go back to the conversation about the constables. What's the update on that? I mean, did they hire more? What's the status with that? Okay. Because they have the same hours, days on, days off, as county employees do. And most of the violations are on after hours. So, I mean. And then one other quick question. As far as the food vendors' licenses that have been issued, I read that there are only 5 or 7 that have been issued to date. There's a lot of vendors out on the street. What's the status on that? I know.
So if you wanted to submit a complaint about spirit vendors in your neighborhood and business licenses, they would be in cooperation with the spirit. So we contacted
the
business
licenses.
Okay.
Although the one here on Dallas has moved on to the Dollar Center.
That was my next.
So are they not responsible for Dollar Center owners? Not responsible for.
So the Dollar Center is on private property.
Yes.
And it's off on the driveway. It's open. It's
just like they did, like the food trucks and
yes.
Things like that.
So speaking about what you just said about the food truck, so we had in front of us, it was that food truck that was across from the library where on Morris and Tropicana, and there's like one
smog
of the smog place, but then they had the food truck. Well, the food truck, that has now moved over to like where the auto parts store is on the other side of the library. It's a trailer, and that was the trailer that was in front of us, and now they're not even on the same thing that we had approved the special use for. Like I said, they're on the other side of the library at the auto parts.
Oh no, this stays there.
Yeah. So
yes,
that's
okay. Yeah, I saw it like last week or the week before.
Yeah.
And I was shocked. I was like, you're supposed to be down the street. Because that was the whole thing, because Greg had even asked them at the time whether or not they were going to haul it away and bring it back. And the guy had originally said to you that he was going to do it, but and you're like, no way, I drive by there all the time. And then that proved they never moved it until about a week or two ago. And now it's at the auto parts store by the Sonic. Okay, the next meeting date is October 10th, 2024. We are adjourned.
Street.